Governor Jim Doyle signed a bill late last year making Juneteenth an official holiday. It marks the day in 1865 when slaves in Texas finally got word of emancipation. Celebrations are planned in Milwaukee, Madison, Fond du Lac, and more. In Green Bay, the Northeast Wisconsin African American Association has marked the day since 1994. The chair of this year's event is Katrina Nelson. She expects the largest celebration yet this Saturday, in part because of the official proclamation.
It's one more step of validation for the African American population and the challenges and the struggles that we've overcome. That recognition also helps to make other community members informed about it as well as being involved in it. So I think that it makes it more of a community celebration instead of just an African-American celebration.
The official status prompted the city of Appleton to mark Juneteenth for the first time. Kathy Flores is the city's diversity coordinator. She says the city is moving its festival to next week in order not to overlap with Green Bay and Fond du Lac. Flores says cities in northeastern Wisconsin have abolitionist roots.
In fact, Lawrence University's main hall is rumored to have been part of the Underground Railroad. So we knew that we had this rich history, and we wanted to have a celebration about that.
The official Juneteenth holiday is June 19th. It's not a paid day off for state employees. 35 other states have similar holidays. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.